Like I always say, the team's always first, but you always have goals, and that's a receiver's goal. But I was talking to PJ. He's talking about, and he's right. Five more yards, we win the game. So that's important. And at the end of the day, that's what it's about. Even before the game, we talked about, that was a conference team that we, and a big rival. And that's the games that we must win. So I think that would have been key. To have two straight wins and go into 2017. Undefeated, So, I love the group of guys we have here. We 1-15 isn't a type of season you want, but there's special guys in here. I can't say, I tweeted out last night, I can't say that one of my teammates quit, any of my teammates quit, and there's guys battling through injuries. A lot of things came about, during the season, but we all stuck together no matter what. And I think that's a big ups to Hugh and the coaching staff, for believing in us and getting us to want to play every single game, I just think it's just the mindset that Hugh installed in us, instilled in us, that we, every game, no matter what, we're going to come and play hard and we're going to do it big. And I think this is good to say. I talked to a pastor was speaking to us on Saturday night, and he said the reason why you guys should play, even though you're 1-14, this is before the game, he said, I'm an old guy right now, I'm about 50 years old, my dad's still alive, and he said, but every Sunday growing up, I'd be sitting down watching the TV and my dad would be behind me as a little kid. And we watch all the games, and cheer. And then he said, this Sunday is going to be the same, just like every other Sunday, until my dad, as my dad's alive. And I think that's special. I tell you guys that story because that's kind of the reason why I play this sport, but it didn't really realize and come to my mind that how important that is, that we play the sport, not only for, ourselves and our selfish reasons, but it's a motivation, and it's that we're there for other people and other people's happiness. And I think that's special. It hit my heart, and showed you really how special Cleveland is from a sports and football standpoint. And I wanted to say that, and I'll take your questions. But I thought that was amazing to me, that a guy said that, and for being a Browns fan for so long and still believing. So it was awesome.
1-15, obviously, it's not what you guys wanted. What does this team need to do to take that jump that you guys and
you
keep talking about?
I think I saw something Jimmy said, we had the right guys in place in terms of the coaches. That's definitely the truth. And I just think, obviously, we need more players, a couple more players. I think we're not far. I think the Browns, we're not far. But at the same time, you got to get more players, And I think that Hugh and those guys, Sashi and those guys, would get on top of that. And all you could do is look towards the future. You can't look back. My favorite quote is, "The future ain't what it used to be." I say that a lot, and I think that you take that standpoint and you live on with that. You don't look in the past; you go to the future. And make it better than what it was.
Travis, I know you said last week that a deal would have to make sense for both sides.
Yeah.
Will you tell the Rosen houses, "I want to be here and make it happen"?
Absolutely. I told them, and they've seen, we'd have a lot of conversations. At the end of the day, as you guys know, football is a business, and you got to make sense, for myself. And I don't know the lyrics. I don't know, how those words and stuff is put on paper and stuff like that. And I'd love to play for Coach Hugh. I loved playing with him this year, no matter what, despite the 1-15 record. I'm not worried about that. I just want to, for me, I just want, it's progress. We need to make progress. And I believe that Coach is, you should have heard him in the meeting room today. He was fiery and, very upset, but he was also – he was congratulating us not congratulating us, but telling us, that you guys gave me your all, and he took all the blame, didn't put it on any of us. But we just want to make progress, and we all want to win, you know. So I think that's important.
It's been a while. Jimmy has him when he talked last night. Mm-hmm. He kind of listed three keys to the offseason. The number one thing he said was re-sign our key guys.
Mm-hmm.
So what does it mean to hear the owner, you know, say that, you know, that's the number one priority when it comes to, you know, like you and Jamie Collins coming on?
Our owner's sharp, you know, and he's a very sharp guy, and you know, I heard Joe saying that as well. You know, we lost a lot of key components, you know, coming into the year, you know, from an offensive line standpoint, and, you know, even Travis Benjamin, guys like that, you know. And I heard Joe, I don't know, you know, Joe's been here a while, so I can't really talk how he talks because, you know, he has that, you know. But I do firmly believe, you know, that you know you got to keep your guys, and you just got to keep on progressing, you know. And I think, you know, they're going to do a great job. I believe in Coach Hugh. I love the guy. It was a treat to play for him. You know, it was a privilege to play for Coach Hugh and Coach Al. You know, learning from him, Coach Pep. It was a privilege.
Do you have any expectations when talks will get going? I know your agents didn't want to do it during the season, but now that it's over, do you expect them to be in contact with Sashi soon?
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm pretty sure they told Sashi right after the season, so I guess, you know, I'm sure they'll be talking somewhat and, you know, figuring that stuff out. And, you know, I'm not sure how, you know, like I said, I really don't know how that stuff works. You know, I've never been in a position to go in free agency and stuff like that, so, you know, it's new to me, and I just want to make sure, you know, I'm trusting, you know, the people that, you know, do the job for me, you know. So whatever they're telling me, and they're telling me they wanted to wait till after the season, which was best, and for me, and you know, and then I'll continue to figure out, I guess, just from talking to them and seeing where we're going. But like I said before, it's a business, and I'm sure they're going to get something. Sure.
With you know, the business aspect, there's uncertainty there. There's, yeah, you know, all eyes, from a fan's perspective, all eyes are on you and Jamie.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any sense of anxiousness for you going in, or angst going into this offseason because of, you know, that uncertainty, whether it is you come back to the Browns or you end up having to go elsewhere?
You know, I can't, you know, like I always tell you guys, you know, I'm a firm, you know, I believe in God, and I walk with him, you know, so I kind of like, wherever he's going to put me, he's going to put me, and it's going to be for a reason, you know. So if it's staying here, which I don't mind at all, I love this place. I love Cleveland. I think football, you know, I love the fans here. It's amazing. And just the people in general, just nice people around, you know, walking around, you know, shopping, grocery shopping, whatever. But I think that's, you know, that's important.
You made a transition that I don't know if it's been done during a guy's career.
I think Marlon Briscoe did something like that, but that was in the AFL. That was in the AFL, I believe. I don't know that. It never happened in the NFL. I don't think.
You ever stand here with 1,000 yards and possible, you know, free agency benefits from it?
Yeah.
What gave you the belief that you could pull that off?
Man, like it's just really like, you know, there's going to be always naysayers, and there's going to be people saying that you can't do this, can't do that. And, you know, throughout life, you know, it's not just sports, and it's not just, you know, it's your life. You know, you know, walking down the street, man, you could be hanging out. You probably, somebody would be hating on you, you know. Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, it's, you know, it's, you just got to live life and wherever, you know, I got to worry about myself, my craft. I got to worry about being the best teammate I can be. You know, I got to worry about being a better person. And I can't really worry about, you know, the naysayers and stuff like that. So I think with that clear mind and that tunnel vision, that focus that you have to have, I think, you know, you could do anything, you know, if you're focused, you know, and you're together with your teammates, and your teammates got your back. I got their back, you know, and I think it's special. You know, I can't get that done if Joe Thomas isn't blocking and get the stuff done. I can't get that done if Robert doesn't complete passes, you know, late. And you know, and running backs picking up. So it's a group effort, and it's a great accomplishment. But I couldn't do it without my teammates. And like I said, we were 1-15, but despite that, love this group, and fighters, and very proud to say, and I enjoyed being with my teammates.
I caught passes from five different quarterbacks this year. You still caught 1,000 yards. That position, obviously, here is not settled. How much will that weigh into your decision-making process?
I think that's something that I think my agents have to, converse about with the team and stuff like that. But coming back here, I know Hugh would have the right, handle that situation, handle all the situations and whatever holes that he thinks we have. I'm sure they'll handle it, him and Sashi. And we got a great group of guys upstairs, and I think they're sharp, and I think it's close. So I believe they'll have everything, in place.
How much pride did you take in being able to finish the season with the finger injury, and is your surgery soon?
Yeah, I get surgery stamp tape. I get surgery on Wednesday, so I will be here doing treatment. I'm just very comfortable with our training staff, with Joe Sheehan and Gordy Dre and Anthony Trim, I trust those guys. So I'll be spending my about 3-4 weeks here, rehabbing and getting the strength up and stuff. So it's special. Like I always say, I always point at Joe because I think he's the ultimate teammate and ultimate professional. And the pain and stuff that he plays with and the injuries he plays with, and he can still continues to give his best foot forward and all the effort, to be the best teammate he can be. I could go out there with some torn ligaments in my hand, and tough it out, it's special. And the type of guys we have in here, that's the reason why I wanted to do. I wanted to finish strong with them because, we only won one game, but we deserve to win 16, so. It's special.
Will you have a surgery here in Cleveland as well?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. East Cleveland. I can't remember the doctor. Yeah. Good.
Good.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
You guys have a nice New Year. Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year. Thank you for everything.